According to USF researchers' latest status report, they've made two more IDs, bringing the total to five. That includes the remains of Sam Morgan, a boy who entered the school at age 18. The investigation into his death is ongoing because while he was buried at Dozier, the school's records did not list him as deceased. The other is Bennett Evans, a school employee who died in a dorm fire. Because no DNA was obtained from burned bone samples, his ID is based on other factors like the age he was when he died. Over the past few months, researchers identified the remains of three others, two who died after records show they ran away. In the fall of last year, one family gained closure after waiting more than seven decades to find out what happened to their loved one. So far, the research team has found 51 individuals buried in 55 graves. Researchers and law enforcement are still in the process of searching for more family members. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.